Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Well, it certainly has been a little bit of time since I last did this. Man, I missed you guys. I don't even know who's going to hear this. Maybe none of you. I don't know. Maybe a whole bunch of you. Maybe loads of people kept the diary, you know, subbed. It's been in your little players forever. And you've just been, you know, once in a while, you'll flip through it and go, oh, yeah, that thing. Wonder if that'll ever get updated. Last episode was June 13th, 2021. Weird. Wonder if that's a thing. All right. To my credit, not my credit, to make sense of all this. When Kim and I started Skim in 2018, we kind of, you know, took over what the point of this show is, which is just sort of to talk and discuss, you know, stuff that's going on. So as a result, I feel like the diary took a back seat to the thing that, well, quite frankly, took the front seat and won't get out of the seat. It's just sitting there. It's totally hogging the radio. It's putting, you know, it's fiddling with the lighter thing. What's that called? Cigarette lighter thing. All right, I'll leave this scenario where it belongs in the past. I wanted to talk today about something that probably will never come up on Skim, so this is a perfect place for it. And that is my current distaste, I should say my growing distaste of all things. Why is there music? Hold on. I don't know why there's music. There's music. Anyway, my distaste for all things Facebook, I can't even be on there anymore. And before you go, well, of course, Scott, it's full of crap and misinformation or blah, 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 whatever. No, that's not even my problem. I think this might be a me thing because when I go on there, I mean, I don't like the stuff I just mentioned, but when I go on there, my feed is usually flooded with a bunch of stuff from either friends or relatives. And some of those friends go back, you know, freaking 30 years or something. And I don't know why. But I'm immediately annoyed with all of them. I don't think that's healthy. Like my mom's on there, sisters, aunts, uncles, you know, the whole drill. Bunch of high school friends, everybody in between. And there's just something about it. I can't put my finger on it, except I think it's kind of got this weird performative thing that it probably has always had, but it never bothered me as much. But I see a picture of somebody and it's like, here we were at the family reunion. This happened last weekend, and boy, did we have fun. It was so great to see Aunt Burp, Burp. And I am not trying to yuck somebody's yum or pee on their parade or otherwise have issues with their good time. Because for all I know, they had a great time at that family reunion. They must have, right? If they're going to talk about it, they must have had a really great time. But for some reason, my head's just not buying it anymore. When I see this stuff, I go, oh, okay, well, you made that photo look like everything was great, but I actually kind of know that it wasn't because of stuff I either know or heard or whatever. Or I can tell that, you know, you've got smiling faces in that family photos you just had taken up in the canyon, but I know the truth behind all those smiles. You know, like I feel like there's like that going on. And this is a me problem, right? Again, how do I know? How can I judge? I can't really. I don't know. I don't know what people are doing, really, with their day and their night. I just know that when I see it all on Facebook, I get annoyed. And you might say, well, is it because somebody's having fun and you're not? No, I'm having plenty of fun. I just am not constantly posting about it. It feels disingenuous to me a little bit. Now, I admit, I get a little trigger happy every time Van does anything because I love that kid and I want to show him off. So is somebody on the other end of that going, oh, Scott, all right, we get it. He's cute. You like him. We get it. They probably are, right? Or if they're not, they will be after if I do it enough. I can't really explain it, but it kind of coincides with the last couple of years. It's been weird years, you know? I feel like the lens I see the world through has altered some. I wouldn't even say toward the negative, just toward the realistic, I think. Which, I don't know. Your mileage may vary, but I have a feeling a lot of people have experienced that. I have the hiccups, and I don't know why. I don't think I have the same eyes for it that I used to have. I never really loved Facebook, and it's Facebook in particular, by the way. So I use Be Real, I use TikTok, I use Instagram, I use, which is owned by Facebook or Meta. I use Twitter a lot. All these other places, I'm not having this problem. I don't feel this way. Maybe it's because mostly on Instagram I follow artists. It's not really following lifestyle people or influencers or whatever that even is anymore. I don't do that. It's mostly just like digital and traditional artists, and I like to look at their work. That's really what that is for me. TikTok's for funny and goof stuff. I don't, there's nothing to take seriously over there. And so when someone tries to be serious, it's just a real easy flick away and I'm off to something else. So that doesn't get used that way. And, Twitter's kind of all over the map. But again, I don't know why. This is exclusively a Facebook problem. And every time I go there, I get annoyed and I have to leave. I can't be there very long. And I've even had people say, Scott, you should do more on Facebook. We don't see you do stuff over there. How can we? Because I think it's a hellscape. I think it's a whole lot of people desperately trying to portray themselves in a way that they are not. And I say that knowing there are exceptions. I know there, in fact, maybe I'm even just the outlier and I've only, I'm willing to admit all that, but I'd be really curious what people think about this. Cause am I up in the night? Am I insane? I keep trying. I go over there and go, all right, let's try this today. Let's see what's going on. Ugh. Go away. Can't do it. Goodbye. Off to something else. Which is probably good. I need less distractions in my life, not more. But do you handle it differently? Do you feel differently about it? Do you get on there and go, oh, look what Uncle Phil did with his cheese this week. That's fantastic. Boy, that guy and his cheese. Man, if I could get a cracker with some of that cheese, right? Or, oh, Aunt Phyllis, look at her. She's still sewing. That's nice. She sewed herself a gigantic shawl that covers her car and her at one time. Wow. Way to go, Aunt Phyllis. I'll like this post. Blink. You know what I mean? Does that happen to you? Because it ain't happening to me. It's mostly like, ugh, Aunt Phyllis, we get it. I promise I have an actual Aunt Phyllis. I don't think she uses the internet at all, let alone Facebook. So it's fine. It's fine. So I'm not outing anybody here, but you know what I'm getting at. Okay. And I would really like your feedback on this because it's bugging me and it's bugging me more. You just say, well, whatever, don't use Facebook. It's fine. It's not for everybody. No. This isn't really the core issue. The core issue. Why do I feel this way? Why do I see this stuff and feel immediately not resentful, but like, ugh, just why do I find it so off-putting? Because I don't think that's normal that I feel that way. That's all I'm getting at and trying to talk about here. And I would love to hear what you have to say about it. So send me an email, scott@frogpants.com, and maybe we can commiserate, or you can turn me around. Maybe you'll, text me or email me and say, Scott, listen, Facebook, truly, It's the salvation of humanity. We're never going to make it without it. In fact, it's the one safe place we have. We've got to go there more. It needs to be a bigger part of our life. Decorate our homes in Facebook paraphernalia. Buy giant foam rubber thumbs up, blue thumbs up thumbs that we can take out in public and wave at our neighbors as we drive past them on the way to the grocery store. You know, maybe we're all supposed to say a silent prayer to Zuckerberg every night. Dear Zuckerberg, please bless the site so that it may continue to have walls full of meaningless poop, right? Maybe that's all true. And you're here to convince me. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm open. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm here to receive. Okay? All right. That's going to do it. I'm not going to sit here and promise there's going to be one of these every other day like they used to be. Okay? But I think maybe there will be more and more often because I want to get some of this stuff off my chest, you know? I got the couple stuff with Kim. I got other shows for other things. But where's the place where I get to complain about Facebook, you know? Where do I get to do that? Right here, damn it. All right. If you need details, the website is frogpants.com/diary. Should probably change the name. It's a dumb name. Whatever. I've been using it since 2006 or something. However long I've been doing this. How long have I been doing this? Let's look, shall we? Hold on. We're at 252 episodes. First one was March 2nd, 06. I was right. March 2nd, 2006. Good Lord, it's changed a lot. You go back and listen to like an old one. You know what? For fun, while we're on the air here, let's do that. Let's do that right now. If I go search for diary, let's say, oh, it doesn't have to be anything special. I used to do them by dates. Let's try this one. 5-23-07. Let's hear how much of this I can bear. All right, here we go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Diary of a Cartoonist. Today's the 23rd of May, 2000.
Okay, first thought my mic was worse then, but whatever. Here we go.
Seven. Haven't done one of these for a couple of days. Matt, my brother Matt was the last one. I guess that was on Saturday, so sorry for the delay. It's already Wednesday.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead.
Picked up an Apple TV. Got to tell you guys why. Here's my breakdown of this. I was going to have Kim on, but she's not here.
All right, so it's just me yabbing for 7 minutes is what that is. Let's see if I can find the one that my brother was on.
Was here. I just have him. Why is that? Why don't they date?
Well, because they push on education really hard. And mostly high school kids, middle school kids, you know, they start their school around like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, my brother started doing a YouTube channel. I got to watch it. he's very Korean, if you notice the accent there. And kind of hilarious, if you've never heard my brother. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more sometime soon. I don't know. Email me and tell me how nuts I am about this Facebook bullcrap. But I can't stop thinking about it lately because I don't know what my problem is. All right? So help me out. Help a brother out. See you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.